Bear Podcast 438.
Just makes you all fuzzy inside.
So was it all lube? What kind of lube?
Okay, are you ready?
But he's got a. But in the picture that he's got on, it looks like he's got a bear.
I got to see lots of bears playing.
What? You mean you didn't have your podcast equipment with you?
It's actually plants killing zombies. Would it be better to go there and then get sick afterwards? Well,
I don't know. It depends on what you get sick with. Me and James have a lot in common. We're both tasty white. Matt Bear Prop. Don selling his thong, okay. Having it auctioned off. I think you got $150 just for his thong.
Your question of the week.
The sex question of the week.
Oh, really? Want instant gratification in a week?
Yeah, those bears get around. Everybody knows everybody in this world.
Welcome, everyone, to Bear Podcast. I am Nard.
And I am Ray.
And joining us today is Larry.
Hello.
Welcome to the show, Larry.
Thank you very much, guys. Okay. I appreciate it.
No problem.
Yes, it's this is our own little show here in Houston. We're based in Houston, everybody out there. And Larry here is our guest for this episode, 438. So,
wow.
Yeah.
And he's much better looking than Dave.
That's right. So the usual we do here, we talk about our lives sometime, most of the time, like what happened to us this weekend. And so we start with Ray. Ray, I mean, what have you been up to?
Nothing. Absolutely nothing.
Yes, we had a party.
Well, I had a potluck on Saturday, and then we got playing a game called therapy, and I was in therapy the entire damn game. Thanks, Dave, for being my therapist. Especially a good friend that's supposed to know me pretty well, didn't know nothing.
It's an interesting game because it's a board game, and then there's six of us, and you get to, you know, pick cards, you play around, you roll dice, and depending on what card you get, you ask questions to each other, and if you answer wrong or not, you go to psychosis or you go to therapy or, yeah. It's kind of interesting.
Is there jail too? Is it like Monopoly?
Yeah, it's sort of, yeah.
That's therapy.
It is therapy. Yeah, so it's pretty interesting. We should do it again, right? Okay.
As long as Dave, I don't have to be Dave's Dave be my therapist, I'll be okay. So.
Yeah.
But other than that, we had a good time that night. We played some Kinect on the Xbox that showed up miraculously last week before the roommate left on his work trip. So, we had a good time, though.
Oh, yeah, it was a good time.
Sunday, we had the beer bust.
Mm-hmm.
That was about it.
That sounds better than me, for God's sakes.
Oh, you're yeah. A Girl Scouts festival.
Yeah, but...
you go to... it's open now.
Yeah, it started on Saturday, and it was really, really cool. Last time I went to the Renaissance Festival, I was 8 years old, and it was in New York State. But this... Wow.
Things have changed a lot.
Oh, yeah, things have changed a lot. I've changed a lot, too.
Wait, you're there just to visit, or are you a performer?
No, I'm not a performer.
Are you a? Do you wear your costume when you go there?
No costume.
So you went dressed up as a barbarian this weekend?
No, you know, I try, but it didn't work out too well. Then again, I don't know if leather chaps and a hat and vest work very well in that.
Anything fits up there.
That's what I've seen.
There's a lot less being worn up there, so.
Yes, that too. A lot of people popping out of things.
Yes.
Yes, that's right. Nice. So, that was last weekend. It's going to be the whole month of October.
It goes into November, I'd say.
It's in November.
Up until Thanksgiving.
We should go,
Friday,
right?
After Thanksgiving.
We should go one of these weekends.
We will. Well, you're out of town all the time.
Yeah, yeah. But not this month. Well, towards the end of the month. I'll be in New Orleans for Voodoo Fest.
For what?
It's Voodoo Fest is a concert in...
okay.
It's a three-day concert in New Orleans. And I don't know who's performing. I think Green Day. Green Day is going to be in it, so I'm excited to watch it.
And Green Day is?
Green Day? Green Day!
Green Day, yes, yeah. Sorry.
Okay. It's a punk band.
Okay.
It's a punk band.
Well, I was raised on classical music.
Okay. Oh, you are? Okay.
I'm very familiar with all the Barney tunes as well. Okay. So.
Oh, that's right.
So no P-Lander Z?
No.
Okay.
P-Lander Z. Yeah, anyway, so Ray, we have... Larry here to talk about one of his projects, right now.
So tell us about that.
Yes. Well,
and how did all this get started?
How did all this get started? And I guess you guys are talking about Slam.
Slam.
Yes, Slam. Well, how basically it got started was I like to do a lot of things and keep myself busy. And I know I used to be on Facebook quite a bit, and there's always someone complaining about Facebook that they're gay and they can't post anything that's gay or they're not comfortable being on there posting pictures of parties because their relatives or coworkers are going to see it, and security is constantly changing on Facebook, so they don't know who's going to be viewing what. And I figured that'd be something interesting to do if we could just do it for the gay community. So I'm in IT, but I don't have the background of developing a Facebook-style website. So I did some research, and I found there are a lot of social networking sites that you kind of buy the out-of-the-box skeleton, and you could design around it. So I chose one, and I started to create a website that was just for the gay community, lesbian, bisexual, transgender community. And that's how Slam got started. So there's basically two components. There's the website, and then there's the app, the iPhone and the Android app.
Wow.
So this very interesting on how I approached it. The website was easy to do because I have a little ability in Java and HTML, and I got that up and running, and it was working 100% well, and people were joining on it. But I realized in today's days, everyone is working on an iPhone. So in order to make the site more accessible and usable, I said, okay, how am I going to develop an app? I had no idea what to do with that. So I kind of did some search on the internet, and I realized that there are consultants that can help me with it. So I wrote up all these technical specifications, and I sent them out to a consulting company. So I work on it. I have someone in France that works on it, and I have a small crew in the Ukraine that works on it.
Wow.
So that plus my other job, which is my full-time job, I work with consultants in India. I don't think I get much sleep because I'm always on the phone with someone.
I know, you are like, and if it's in India, it's 10:30.
If it's in India, it's going to be daytime there.
Yeah.
You have to be, yeah.
Yeah, so I get to bed at 1 o'clock. I'm up at 6 because I got to take a phone call or do something. And that's how Slam started.
Okay.
How many users do you have so far?
I have just under 10,000 users.
Yeah, 10,001. Maynard finally signed up tonight.
Oh, yeah, I did.
I
tried it out, yes.
Oh, wow. Thank you.
10,001.
And now there's 10,000, but if you go on the app, it will show almost 6,000. And that's because I had a lot of people in the beginning signing up that weren't putting pictures to profiles. And I figured, you know, in today's age, you could put a picture of your dog or a picture of yourself or a picture of something just to give more character to the site. So we kind of lock it down where you have to include a picture, and that's the only thing that's in the count. But people that are already joined that don't have pictures still have full access to the site. We're just hoping that they put a picture there, so it adds to the count. So you might see two different counts, but total
members. And it's a gay website, so if you're there, people already know you're gay.
I think so.
Yeah.
And actually, this is really, really good that we have Slam as the gay social networking, because one day my mom said to me, I met this wonderful guy at the bank and I wrote down his name. I said, really? She goes, yeah, I think he's gay. Can you go to that website and look him up and tell me if he is?
It's now a place to look up people, huh?
Okay. She tried to matchmake.
Yeah, unfortunately.
Good old mothers. They never give up.
Matchmakers. So this started this year, right?
I started development on the website back in November of last year.
Okay.
And you know, during my little time at night before I had to go to bed and after I did my work, I would work on it a bit. And I actually did the official launch in January of 2012, and I launched the app in July of this year. Mm-hmm. And the interesting thing with the app is I went through the development, I went through the testing, and before the official launch, we worked out all the bugs, which weren't many, and it worked absolutely perfect. There was no issues whatsoever. It was going right on through without a problem. And then it got pushed out for general distribution. If you all work in IT, you know how that goes.
Yep. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Works in QA really fine. It works in testing and everything, and you put it out there, and you're like, uh-oh. And we did have some major issues. People couldn't upload pics. People couldn't send emails.
Mm-hmm.
So it took a lot to get all that up and running, and I felt really, really bad because people were trying to use it and they're running into these glitches. But then again, it's just launched and it says it's in beta version. And that's just
you get away with it if you say beta.
Yeah, so I'm going to keep beta on there for the next 10 years.
Yeah. It's beta version.
And use it as an excuse.
Yeah, that's what I keep saying about our software at work. It's in beta version.
It's in beta.
Because we've got a release coming out tomorrow, so it's going to be a fun
and
day.
You are the beta tester.
That's right.
It makes everyone happy.
Nothing like a bunch of gays testing something and whining, gripe about something. So
yeah.
So what's the advantages of slamming over Facebook?
Well, a couple of things. First of all, I want to refer to Slam. And one thing about the name was I decided, how am I going to name the site? So I was thinking of some, like, cool names that could be used differently, like Get Slamming or Slam. And also, I had to find a URL that I can...
Yeah, good luck with getting Slam.
Right, and Slam is taken. I'm sorry, I don't have 10 grand to buy the name. So Slam came around because it was kind of... I could play with it and do interesting things. And when I was thinking about it at the gym, a song came on about Slam or whatever. It was popular several months ago. And I'm like, oh, that's cool. I'm thinking about it, and I just heard a song about it, so let me go ahead and use this. Well, I've gotten some people saying, well, slamming is, you know, code for doing drugs and stuff like that.
Yeah.
And I'm like, really? I think I did a really good thorough Google search, and all I found was basketball associations.
Urban Dictionary.
Yeah, next time Urban Dictionary, I want to turn to my friends and ask them questions.
Other synonyms.
So I just try to refer to Slam. But anyway, that's how the name came about. And advantages, well, first of all, for an advantage, the security is a lot less complicated. Second thing is it's not going to be going through a lot of visual changes like Facebook, constantly changing how it is.
And privacy policies.
And privacy policies. The other thing is I don't think straight people are going to be running to join us any minute. So that's always a good thing.
Oh, that's good.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it kind of helps. You don't have to worry about your coworker joining and doing that.
Yeah, that's the sticky thing at work. Most of my coworkers keep requesting to be friends. And I was like, I don't know if I really want them to know what's going on in my life.
Yeah, I hear you. And the other thing is that the app itself, of course, is integrated into the website, but it also has another component that Facebook doesn't have, which is it works like a Growler or a Grindr or a Scruff part.
Yeah.
So I've also included that on there.
You know, you made a good point about that. Growler and Scruff do not have web interfaces.
Exactly, yeah.
So this one is a good advantage. Yeah, I mean, yeah, it's a good start.
And it's not blocked at work yet.
Oh, yes. It'll be a while before it's blocked at work, too. I don't think we're known that well. So I'm taking components of Facebook, and I'm putting it into the site. I'm taking components of the app area and putting it into the site, and also components of, like, Growler and Scruff are wonderful things to use, and putting into that. I'm also trying to make it so it's more of a good social networking. It's not primarily a hookup site. Mm-hmm. I don't want to make a hookup site. I restrict photos that have to be PG. If they're not PG, the profile gets deleted. I just don't have time to email everyone and say.
Yeah, which reminds me, do you have moderators?
I am it.
You are the moderator.
So what I do in the morning, when I get up, I sit on the toilet, and I go through my site. Before I shower and everything, and I look for it was this PG conversation.
Wait a second, you have a computer in your toilet?
No, it's my iPhone.
You're in the phone. Okay, approving. Okay.
And I scroll through everything, and I'm looking for pictures. Okay. And then I go to the website because that's where the administrative panel is, and I'm like, delete. Not that I want to delete profiles, but...
You just delete the picture.
No, I have to delete the profile.
The profile, okay.
There's just so much work to go searching for the particular picture, and then sometimes there's a whole bunch. And it's stated in the policy that, you know, the pictures have to be a certain thing. I used to email people, but it turned out to be kind of a project with some people, and I don't have those hours to burn.
Yeah. Not to mention you could lose your app on the iPhone for nudity and stuff.
Yeah, that's true.
And people don't get that they put, and there's a lot of apps that people throw stuff up there too.
Oh, you can get away with it if you have it locked.
Right.
Have pictures locked and then you unlock it if you have that kind of feature.
Right, and I don't have that feature, and I thought about putting that feature, and then again I said there's a lot of sites that already do that. But the target market for this is for the gay, lesbian, transgender, bisexual community. Mm-hmm. And I want more of a form, or I want to be able to target this to more constructive uses. So let's say if people wanted to do certain campaigns and communicate on that, like they use Facebook, that's the kind of quality that I want to point it and direct it to. I don't want to point it just as a hookup. Of course, people can use it any which way they want to, and it also has that component like Grindr and Scruff and all the other good ones that you can use it as such. But I want more constructive, more beneficial use for it. And I want it to have that application used by the community Just like Facebook is, but the problem is with Facebook, you just can't be gay on it and feel comfortable.
Yes.
Yeah, that's
to an extent.
To an extent.
Yeah, okay, so I did sign up, and it's very easy.
But your profile's not shown because you didn't put a picture in yet.
I did too.
Oh, you did?
No, I just now.
Just now.
Just now. Well, that time when I... Yeah. Today, so I signed up today. So it's an appropriate pick.
Is there any butt crack showing?
Not yet. No, there's not. No.
Okay. You know, the next version has actually scratch and sniff capabilities. I just wanted to interject that.
Oh, okay. So I did sign up, and then I had to pick what scene are you in? So, yeah, you have bear, you have leather, you have daddy.
Yeah, yeah. See, the thing is, there's a couple of things I want to say with that. When it first started out, it was just for the gay community. So actually it has evolved quite a bit, and it's been more comprehensive, but I just haven't had the time, and I haven't had people answer some questions. First of all, I want to put in more parameters that people are choosing that pertains to the larger environment, but I'm not transgender, I'm not bisexual, I'm not a lesbian, so I haven't lived in the community, so I don't know the terminology. And I've emailed some people on there, and I asked them, please help me improve this area, and I haven't gotten responses back, but for transgender, they've been really, really good at helping me understand the terms and define a lot of the metadata. Metadata being those little selections you use to define yourself.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And another thing with that is, it's being worked on right now. Hasn't been released. All that, how you choose like community. Well, how you choose to define yourself in those profile settings. I've set up communities, and you'll be able to select a community and just see that community on the app. Because I've gotten a lot of feedback from people. It's like, you know, it's great that there's all these people here, but I just want to be able to focus on a certain segment. So pretty soon, in probably several weeks, a release will come out where we'll have communities. You select, I just want to see everyone who's a top, everyone who's a bear. And, you know, guys that are just bi or just the lesbian community. And it will switch the app, so it filters all through that. Later on, I'll do that over to the website, but this is going to be coming out soon.
So the app will be able to do it first?
And what I've noticed, too, is everything is moving off websites to applications.
To mobile apps.
So I think a lot of development, I'm going to be putting development dollars is towards the app, because it just all comes out of my pocket.
Yeah.
It's a non-revenue generating thing at this point.
Mm-hmm. So you're not hoping to become the next Mark Zuckerberg?
Oh, God, no.
The gay Mark Zuckerberg.
No, God. I like being a dad, just kind of quiet in my house.
But you know, the way he did it, I guess it's the same way you're doing it. You're doing it in a small subset first.
Mm-hmm.
Because that's pretty much what Mark Zuckerberg did. He did it first at Harvard University. Mm-hmm. He concentrated on students only, and then expanded, and then went to school, and then opened to everyone. If you're going through that route, that you're thinking, you know, this community first and then expanding it all the way, then who knows, it could grow really big.
You never know. It could be something really big, and it could be like, wow, or it could stay as it is. So just, if anything, I have any hopes, I can make enough money to pay for diapers on it.
Yeah. Okay.
Or college tuition.
Well, yeah, well, that's being wishful.
Okay.
And if y'all hear that, y'all hear Mark, who is Larry's son, over there crying.
Yeah.
He's been irritated with us because he can't come over and play.
And he sees all that candy over there once he gets his hands on.
Yeah.
Super's like being stronger than everybody, flying and shit. That's just hero.
No, it's not even hero. It's just side of
him. Hello, Bruce Wayne? You didn't have any problems.
Yes, but he handled the expensive shit that doesn't exist. I thought you meant, like, how come nobody does it in real?
Yeah, Todd, that's what
I mean. If anybody did it in real life, they get their ass kicked. They did it in like a day.
Okay. Yeah, okay, I'm not saying they should do it. I just can't figure out why nobody does. Seriously, out of the biggest people who love superheroes, think when one would give it a try. Jesus, guys, does it not bug you? Like, thousands of people want to be for yourself.
Okay, let's talk about you.
Okay.
Since you're the topic of our wolf, what a muscle bear.
Wolf, what a bear.
This weekend. See, we're getting triple use out of you today.
Yes.
We got you interviewing about Slam, talking about wolf, what a muscle bear, And then we're going to talk about the whole daddy thing in a little bit.
Okay. Okay.
So,
Wolf, what a muscle bear. I don't know what the stretch marks I have after giving birth.
Wolf, what a bear. Okay, so this is a segment where we really feature a bear in the show. And, bear or bearish or sometimes, since we have chasers too.
I'm trying.
Okay. So for me, yeah, we've been doing this show since 2005. And,
wow.
And, like I said, it's the Wolf What a Bear segment. We have guests, or we feature someone who we know, we talk to. It's up to the interview was a bear, and
I'm flattered. Thank you
very
much.
You are our feature.
So tell us about you.
So about me, any interesting questions you want me to answer?
So let's talk about your cult days.
Yeah, that's what I want to know. I want to know the cult days.
I want to know the cult days, and I want to know how I missed.
Okay, we
this
won't
guy.
Talk about years. When was it? Okay, or whatever, or whatever. Or
you know, when I was pretty and young and innocent.
Right.
Now, how did we get the innocent part?
Well, how did that happen?
How did that happen? How did
I
you
had some
get
good stories
up?
With that. Okay. So, you know, I had come out in early 1991 or 92, and I got exposed to all these wonderful magazines, and one of them was Cult. And back then, it was, in my opinion, it was just done on just beautiful male physiques, well lit and well captured male physiques. And I always thought, oh, that'd be nice one day. I was like that. Nah. So several years went by, and I thought about, well, let me send some pictures of myself, oh God, to the photographer and see what he would say. And at that time, Jim French was the photographer and owner. And I sent some pictures, and he got in touch with me. I said, no. You've got to be joking. I was very flattered. So that's how that all started.
Did they fly you? Or they flew to you?
No, I was living in Los Angeles at that time, and so was he.
Oh.
And I drove up to see him, and he's a very, very talented man. And I just, you know, I'm very modest, and yeah, sounds modest, but yes, very modest, even back then. And he said, all right, step outside. And he goes, I need you to strip. So I took off my shirt. And he goes,
nice.
I need your pants. So I took off my pants. And he's sitting there. And he's like, and the underwear. I'm like, oh, he wants me to take everything off.
Oh.
And he says, I want you to stand in the sunlight. So I stood in the sunlight, and I just stood there. And he's a very interesting character. I would think when you talk to someone, you're addressing a person directly.
Yeah.
But he kept on looking there and looking there and addressing me. And I was just like, this is really kind of interesting. So he made his assessment, and we booked a photo shoot. And we actually had two photo shoots in total. And that's where the pictures came from.
Oh, okay.
And are they still in circulation?
I don't know. At one point, I used to go to the bookstores and look for the calendars, and I stopped doing that because when I was living in Chicago, I went to a bookstore and I opened up the calendar. I knew I was in there, but the page was ripped out.
Oh, somebody took it.
I was like, this is really odd. So I called my friends, and we went to all the other bookstores we could, and my picture was torn out over there. And they're like, dude, you got to be careful because you're going to go on this date. And you're going to go to the guy's apartment, and there's going to be pictures of you all over his
house. I bet.
I was like, oh, gosh.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Must be interesting.
Yeah, it was fun. It was a great experience. He was a very talented man, and I greatly appreciate it.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think I had told you. I had to tell my parents.
Oh, what did they say?
So this is how I went to tell my mom.
How did you intro it?
Well, first of all, it was that time of life where everyone was getting married and having children and having baby showers and wedding showers. So what do the women give each other usually are the calendars of guys in their birthday outfits. And my mom was going to a whole bunch of these.
Nice.
And I'm just like, it's Murphy's Law. It's going to show up. I said, okay, this is what I'm going to have to do. I'm just going to have to hand her the calendars and tell her, oh, these are the pictures I took. Because God forbid, I don't want her to sit down with a bunch of relatives or friends and someone opens up a calendar and go, Adrian, isn't this your son?
That's right. But you know, if that happens, oh, I've seen that, you know, when he was young. You've seen that already. I powdered it before. Yeah. So,
yeah.
But wow.
So I came home with a stack of them one day, and I just threw them on the kitchen table. I said, oh, these are the pictures, so why don't you take a look at them?
Mm-hmm.
And that was that. It went over very well.
Oh, okay. So, wait. I mean, he's not looking at your pictures, the other pictures.
No, she just looked at mine, but she did have an interesting comment about that she shared with my brother told me later on.
Oh, what did she say?
So my brother said, you know, I just had an interesting conversation with Mom about your pictures. I'm like, what are you talking about? Yeah, she goes, you know something? They must have graphically enhanced those pictures. And my brother's like, what are you talking about? Yeah, because, you know... You know what I'm going to say.
Yeah, okay. Go ahead.
I don't think your dad was that big.
Oh, really?
So she's trying to...
Nice!
Well, let me just, like, level set here. Being a big old bottom, there ain't, it's just average. So no one knock on my door to be a top.
Okay.
Wow. It's just average.
You know, that is something I don't know if I could handle. My mom right now, if she could just watch this show and the way what we talk about here in the show. Sometimes we're vulgar.
Well,
vulgar,
she didn't think you were gay because you had a mustache, so...
Oh, yeah, that's right. Yeah, my mom, I told... When I came out to her... I came out to her, and then she said, you know, I asked her, what can you say about it? I mean, any reactions? She said, you know, how can you be gay? You have this. Yeah, so...
You have this.
I had to explain to my mom.
Mark, when you're 18, you can be on the show.
Okay. When he grows up.
Yeah, I tell them everything. Yeah.
Well, that's good. That's good.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And the only other time I got a really interesting reaction from my mom was when I was at IML. And I went and I purchased a dungeon bed.
Dungeon bed.
You're familiar with those?
Yes.
Okay. One of them here is very well educated.
Okay, I need to... He is educated more than I am. Okay.
We need a little education here.
All right, okay. What is a dungeon bed?
We'll do it after the... Well, a dungeon bed is basically a really... excuse me. A hardcore bed where you can have... BDSM activities on.
Okay.
And not worry about breaking the bed.
How do you compare that to a sling?
The sling is hung from the bed.
It's hung from the bed, but a BDSM bed is really just a normal bed.
Usually the hung ones just tied to the bed.
It's just, yeah. Oh, okay, you tie someone up.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, you tie, you could have
St. Andrews. I've seen hotel rooms with makeshift, I guess, they...
Well, I don't think the Four Seasons.
A TBRU at room 1717.
Normal slings.
That's right. It was room 1717 at TBRU.
But this is what www.dungeonbeds.com. Anyway, so I said I'm at IML. She knew I was going there. And she goes, oh, what did you do? I said, oh, I purchased a bed. She goes, really? I didn't know they had beds there. And I'm like, yeah. She goes, and I said, you know, I'll send you a picture because I really couldn't describe it to her. She's got no concept of the whole thing. So what am I going to say? There's all these loops here. You could tie someone down. No, it's not going to, and I'm not going to get into it. So I went to the website and I started looking at pictures. I said, I don't like this picture. I don't like that picture. I'm just going to send her the URL to the website. So I sent her to the URL to the website. An hour later, ring, ring. I say, hey. And she goes, Larry. And I'm like, oh gosh. I said, yeah. She goes, are you into whips and things? I mean, it was the driest, straight. I'm like, what are you talking about? Like, answer me.
So you pretty much came out twice in a way.
Well, yeah.
Yeah, it's coming out twice. You know, first being gay and second being into whips and chains.
Whips and things. Whips and things.
Not whips and chains. Sorry. Whips and things.
Okay. And then the other comment was, well, how do you think you're going to find yourself a respectable man that way? I said, easily.
Easily? So easy.
Very easy.
There are other people who purchase these catalogs.
Yes.
So I've been to IML twice. It was 2009 and last year, 2011, I was there.
Oh, it was great. The first time I went, I thought I died and went to heaven and just like, wow.
See, I have to take right here once there.
You know, when I lived in California, I actually ran for LA for the title, but I was just new to the community and whatnot, so the most appropriate person was chosen, which was a good thing. But I don't know. I got a kid there to run for a title again.
Yeah. Well, now you can really run for the daddy of Montrose.
Yes.
Yes.
Or maybe if there's a diaper fetish, you know.
Oh. That's
so,
right.
So, segue into being a dad.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Let's talk about
being a single parent, a dad, and how this miraculous child happened.
Well, he's a blessing, and I've had very wonderful people helping out, and right now he's here with his biological mom, and she's a blessing too, and so is a surrogate, a blessing. But when I had come out, I decided what I wanted to do with my life, and this was before I knew anything about the gay culture and stuff like that. And I just wanted to settle down, find someone, get married, and start a family. Yeah. And it was kind of basic.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it's kind of hard in the gay
community. How's that going in the gay community?
It didn't go over very well.
Very rare.
Y'all should have had a dating conversation.
Yes, I'm like dating, and they're like, so what are you into? Well, I just like to settle down, have a family, and be very domesticated, and also have my dungeon bed. No, it doesn't work.
Okay. No. I keep thinking a sleigh bed.
No, it's not a sling bed.
Exactly. It's a sling bed. So I went through a surrogacy process, and that involves working with an agency and an egg donor and a carrier, and also a lot of money. My whole entire retirement savings went into that. And long story short, that's how Mark showed up. Mm-hmm. And it's the best thing I ever did in my life. Mm-hmm. And he means a lot to me, and the people involved are my family as well. Mm-hmm. And I can't stress, it's the best thing I've ever done. And I kind of look at my life and I said, well, you know, if you do this, it's really going to put you at a big disadvantage in the gay community, because not a lot of guys, as soon as they hear that I have a kid, they're like, oh, you know, I'll be right back, I'm going to get a drink, and they never come back again. It's that kind of deal. You know, they're real interested and it disappears. But it's a significant thing. I'm very happy. It feels very complete. It's a lot of work, without a doubt. But I juggle it. You make it happen. I look up to all these single moms, especially that I used to sell benefits, and I used to go in and out of the projects. And there was a lot of single moms with multiple kids holding two jobs and getting home and getting them fed and getting them to do homework. And it's not like what you see on the news. It's a very constructive atmosphere, and they really love their kids. Yeah. And they do it, and they make it happen. I figured if they can make it happen, I can make it happen as well as a gay dad. Mm-hmm. So that's how that whole thing happened. And I'm trying to have a second one.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay, how detailed can we go into this? I mean, is it like, what do you call this? Turkey baster?
Well, yes and no. The way I had Mark originally was I had an egg donor, I had a surrogate. You take my sperm, you put them in the egg, and you get an embryo, and you implant the embryo. Mark was number two out of two tries. Mm-hmm. And after Mark, I had some embryos left, so I did a third attempt. That didn't work.
Okay.
So Mark's biological mom has been a wonderful person that says, let's do like the turkey baster routine and see if we can come up with a sibling. And I've been very, very blessed.
That is awesome.
She's volunteered to help out.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Very blessed. So hopefully it will work. We tried a week ago, and it seemed like the timing wasn't correct. So we'll give it a shot. And it's not like I could keep on trying. Hopefully, you know, this time around, or maybe the third time will occur. Just as long as I don't end up with twins.
Oh, yeah.
Well, you could have been Octodad there. You know?
Octodad. Yeah. Okay, I am now. Not only cult model Octodad.
You can have your own reality show. Exactly.
Yes. Like, you'll have a crew following you around the fourth wall. Yeah.
Well, I've been trying to put something together for Bravo. I was going to be on Millionaire Matchmaker with the whole Entourage bit. But because I moved for a new job, the timing and everything didn't work out. But yeah, it's called Daddy Larry and the Potato.
Uh-huh. Yeah. The potato. That's why it's a potato. So how about dating? Gay dating?
What?
I mean, you still get to date. And
I haven't really been dating for quite a while. Yes.
Since you have a very love of your life right now.
Yeah.
Running around the house, yes.
I mean, I've gone out and had dinner with some people, but, you know, when I'm kind of entertaining Mark and trying to talk to the gentleman and juggling, you can't really be on a date. And,
that's true.
Well, an adult date.
An adult date, yeah, that's right. Mm-hmm.
So, it's definitely like a poopy diaper to run at
you. Yeah, it just ruins the atmosphere. You know, that comes around, you're like, okay.
Unless you're into that, then, you know, it's a whole different thing.
Yeah, no, Scott, thank you.
But it will be a very special guy if ever, you know, you can, you know, just take care of you and also the baby with you. Yeah,
I would say so.
Yeah.
But, you know, the thing is, the way I look at it, my life in a way hasn't changed. It's just, I'm just doing everything that I used to do. I was never a circuit party queen or into the whole gay scene. So it's not like I had to drop that to become this. I was always this. It's just Mark is a part of my life now and part of the general routine. For me, if I had a partner, which would be nice in my life, it would be for me a normal routine. I think maybe on the other side, person looking in, it's a totally different, might be a totally different thing for them because they're used to a whole different way of going about stuff. But
yeah, you just reminded me of a friend of ours actually lives in across the highway, just over there, but less than a mile. There are our friends Gary and Andrew. They have a baby also. They have 3 years old already, 4 years old. Not a baby.
Wow. Yeah.
Toddler. And
I have play dates.
You can play dates.
You can play, you have adult
so
time.
they did it a different way. They found a lesbian couple.
Yeah, I've heard people do that as well.
So they're a gay couple and a lesbian couple, and they co-parented.
That's nice.
And it's... it's great. I mean,
they lucked out. The lesbians move right down the street from so getting the baby back.
It's so easy. You could just walk back and forth.
Gotcha. I'm 24/7 though. I have a babysitting on Saturdays.
Oh, really?
And then Mark goes to bed and he sleeps through the night. So if I had, you know.
Yeah. Okay. If you have
I had adult time.
Yeah. You have adult time. You always have to have that. We're all human. We need that. Yeah, that's right. Wow, must be exciting. Oh my gosh.
Oh yes. Every day it's something new with him. Mm-hmm. I was going out to a restaurant and I was getting him in the car and I whacked my head on the car door. I was like, damn it. And that was it. I'm in the restaurant, we're sitting eating, and Mark goes, damn it, Daddy. And I'm like, oh. I said, Mark, no, it's not damn it, it's stop it.
Stop it.
And he goes, no, Daddy, no. Damn it, Daddy. And I start getting red. I'm like, no, Mark, it's stop it. And then, long story short, next thing I know, he's broadcasting to the entire restaurant. No, Daddy, damn it, Daddy, damn it.
Oh, no. Oh, I. They catch up really, really fast.
Yes. And I don't know what it is, but those words you use when you're really pissed.
They pick them up. If it's a bad word, they pick it up.
It's like, I found the best thing in the world. I'm going to repeat it until I drive people crazy.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
Yeah. Wow. Well, we went out to dinner that night. I was like, all right, got to watch what you say. Because I like to say the F word a lot, apparently, I've been told. So I have to watch it.
Yeah. There was one time...
So you have to switch it to shut the front door.
Shut the front door. Yeah, Ray was on a radio program before at Bear Watch. It was KPFT After Hours?
After Hours.
And he couldn't, because here in the show we could cuss and everything because it's not, you know.
Oh,
it's
darn,
okay.
I should have used a whole different set of vocabulary.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, we're okay to say the F-bomb here. But then he Ray was in there and I could tell you.
I was like, okay, I don't want to get fined.
I don't want to get fined. I can't say any vulgar words.
As long as the brassiere doesn't pop off.
Yeah. It was funny. It was funny watching you.
And it was late, too, and I was tired. And it was just like, oh, Lord, please don't let me slip.
You didn't call it afterwards for nothing.
Yeah. Yes. We were on a little delay, though, so they had to call it back at the station, hopefully.
Yeah.
Make sure you weren't drinking, too, because that makes it a whole lot easier.
Actually, they were. I probably an hour before that, so that was fun. It's fun watching you guys. So how about more kids? You are planning, right?
Yeah, I'm planning to have a second one, so I will keep you guys informed. And then we've got to make sure the moon and the stars in the sky is all aligned, and that's...
We have to have you on our Father's Day special, because this is a gay bear oriented podcast. Okay. So every Father's Day, we do try to interview a gay dad. A gay dad.
Or allegedly gay dad with a...
Or a bi dad.
Or a bi dad. Allegedly bi dad. He was an amazing son.
You know what's funny? So we have gay dads on the show. But then when it's Mother's Day, we would call our moms and have them in the show.
Oh, Lord.
Oh, and we had this mom. And she had to tell the story. Okay, what's the crazy thing that Ray did when he was young? You get to ask those questions.
So is this recorded and we could go and look it up?
Oh, yeah.
Send me the link. I'm just curious.
It's obvious. Yeah. Just call her. She'd tell you anything you want to know.
You know, I can't post video links on the website, so why don't I just post that one?
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, so, well, this is going to be on YouTube. Is that, you're okay with that, right?
Oh, I'm fine with it. Oh,
okay.
Oh, look, just Google my name. You see everything on there. So what?
Oh, okay, that's right.
It's all over cult.
It's all over cult.
I gotta find this. Issue. My gosh, I do have lots of.
I can't wait to hear the day when Mark comes home and says, "Dad, somebody was showing me your junk today."
Oh God. Well, I just pray to God he's not gay, because as soon as his friends and him are our age, I'm sure they're gonna come home. oh, I guess what we found in the archives somewhere.
Uh-huh. Oh, my gosh.
Well, hopefully by the time he's that age, it really won't matter.
Exactly, but still, his father in the birthday suit. You know, I really don't care. Look.
Oh. Okay, here's a question. What if in the future he turned out to be gay?
Mm-hmm.
Of course. Is it something that I guess you're both gonna be boy watching?
No. Oh God, he'll be boy watching. I'll be like in the nursing room, in a nurse, in an old man's
think,
house.
You gotta think about the age here. And when he's 20,
yeah, that's right.
I want to be 63.
He could. Oh
no,
could.
No, 65 because he's 2 years old right now.
Oh yeah, okay.
Is my math right?
I think so.
I'm really just a dumb blonde. I dye my hair.
Oh okay.
Yeah. By the time he's ready for that, you know, I'll be rolling around in a wheelchair. I'll be the nasty
old
man.
Would you like to have a girl? Or whichever?
Yeah, whichever would be fine. Mm-hmm. And this is the way I see it. If I have a boy, I'm in big trouble because two boys, they're going to just be like teaming up against daddy because mm-hmm. I had a younger brother and I know what that's all about. You just go and do something. But if I have a girl, they'll balance each other out because she's going to tell on him and he's going to tell on her. But then I'm going to go broke with her.
Okay.
So, you know, I'm not gonna win either.
Not to mention you'll have to buy all new clothes.
Exactly, because I have everything here for her.
Or you can turn her into a tomboy.
Yeah, well, the thing is, I don't have any flannel shirts that I could cut the sleeves off. So.
Oh, that's right.
So okay. Let's go back to the site. Let's go to the website. We didn't tell the audience about the website. So
how do they get signed up?
Okay.
Yeah, how do they get signed up?
How they get signed up? They can go to the Apple Store or Android. Search under Slam, and you probably want to put gay in there because there's a whole lot of other apps called Slam, and it'll come up that way. Or you can go to www.getslamming.com. Just one point, if you try to access the website via your smartphone, you're going to either get the mobile version or the web page version. Either of them, you can't upload pics or videos because it's blocked. That's why everyone's coming out with apps, and mm-hmm. Apple's pretty smart about that. So you want to use the app if you're on your smartphone. Mm-hmm. If you go to the website, it's full functionality. There's more going on there. It's easier to use than an app because it's a full screen. You can upload pictures and videos on it as well.
Mm-hmm.
Essentially, right now, the app is supporting the website.
Okay.
Well, cool.
Yeah. I'm enjoying it. It's. I played around with it, and I still need to search around. Yeah. Maybe I could get my partner in it too. So maybe, yeah.
I'm just waiting for the first gay drama to happen.
Okay. That's where we'll leave that for the reality TV show.
Sure. Oh no, Facebook, there's always drama happening.
So drama.
Because people don't understand it just because they post their lives out there, most people really don't care.
Oh, talk about drama, what people post. Oh my God, what I see on that thing. And the people post their phone numbers.
Really? Yes. Oh no, that's scary.
They say text me. There's the phone number. I'm like, oh gosh.
Well, even on most of the apps, were the hookup apps.
Really?
They got their phone number in it.
Oh God bless them.
So I was just like,
well, why do they do that? I mean,
I don't know. Is it desperation? I don't know.
I don't know. If I wanted to get a phone number, it's very easy to go to the bathroom wall at the gas station.
Yeah.
Okay, that's maybe where I go. Where
maybe,
I want a phone number.
Maybe it's a Google number so they can cut it off. They don't need it. Maybe they're using their Google.
I go to the bathhouse, room number 11, and there's a phone number in the wall. Yeah, so it's on the Apple Store. Also, it's in the Android Market.
That was
sorry, on the Google Play. It's called Google Play.
Yes, exactly.
It's in Google Play. It's in Google Play right
What's
now.
Google?
What's Google? Because he doesn't like Google. He doesn't like Android too much.
I'm an Apple person.
Oh my God, I'm an Apple person too.
You got an iPhone there.
Yeah, and I have a Nexus, so it's a Google.
But he betrayed us and went and got an Android phone at one time just to play with it.
You know,
yeah.
I need
it. It was a burner phone for y'all that are watching Breaking Bad. It's a burner phone.
All right, phone.
Yeah, I need to pick up some Android phones so I can do testing because it's very hard to test.
That's true. That's one of your test beds too. You can try also tablets also.
Yeah. Unfortunately, I just have the iPhone, the 4, not the one with Siri on it. So I do my testing there, but I have to rely on the people overseas to do.
You really have to try it on the iPhone 5 because of the height.
I did.
You did.
I went to the Galleria and I sat there for an hour.
Oh, God.
I mean,
what are you doing, sir?
Yeah, I'm sorry, Apple, but I don't have the money yet to get the phone. I'm not going to get the phone too until it gets a little testing by the population.
That's marketing too. You go to the Apple Store and go to the website and then tap your website and then leave it alone. people would go in, oh, what's this?
Oh, good, yeah.
Yeah,
there's a bunch of gays at the Apple Store.
Yeah, with my user profile on there. Yeah.
No, make one specifically for Apple users. Say Apple user.
What's the Apple user?
Make an Apple user account, and then you log in there, and then you leave it. And then people
I think that's
in.
A good idea. I'll go from phone to phone to phone.
Yeah, that's right.
And then they'll kick me out of the store.
That's right, okay. Then go to the next Apple Store.
Well, they come up and harass me. They said, sir, you can't just be standing around here. I'm like, I'm waiting for my phone to update. What do you want me to do? You're an Apple Store. You got Wi-Fi.
We got free Wi-Fi here. Anyway, so thank you, Larry, for being in the show. Oh my God,
Mark is getting late.
Well, our plug's just been pulled by the kid.
Yeah. Yes. Well, thank you so much, Larry, for joining us.
I appreciate it. It was very generous to have me on. I'm very flattered.
Yes, thank you for being our guest, our feature, and also. So, what's this website? GetSlamming.com.
www.getslamming.com.
We'll put the links on the website, and so people can check it out. Also, check out Slam on your iPhone or your iOS devices and your Android devices. If you have an Android phone or an iPhone, you can check it out. So, thank you, everyone, for watching and listening.
Thank you.
If you want to contact us, send your emails to show@bearpodcast.com.
Or you can give us a call and leave us a voicemail like Dave did today.
Yeah, we couldn't play it because we're running out of time.
That's right, running out of time. But you can give us a call with a voicemail line at 206-222-2327. That's 206-222-BEAR. Leave us a little voicemail and we might play it on the show if we have time. And you're not sitting there whining about stuff, Dave.
You had to say that. Anyway, so subscribe by iTunes and YouTube, also on Vimeo, and follow us on Facebook and Twitter. Thank you, everyone, for watching, listening, and we'll catch you guys next week. And with some many hugs. Bye.
Woof, what a bear. Podcast your ass. Woof, what a bear.